Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Dr. G. Wright coming to you from the D.C. Baltimore area. I don't know what's going on with people calling me. I'm about to get ready for a show. If you follow me, you know that I come on around this time. I have people calling me on phone, calling me on Facebook Messenger, call me on Instagram. What's going on with everyone? Hope you guys are doing well. What's going on? Auntie Waddles, what's going on, Dr. T? I hope you guys are doing well. You know, listen, I've taken a couple of days and I've reset and you know, and I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for what God has blessed me with today. You know, and I hope you guys are doing well, guys, wherever you are. Yes, I need to put some lotion on, but I hope everyone is having a good day. Wherever you guys are, whether you're on Instagram, Facebook, or even if you're on IG, Instagram, Facebook, or Blog Talk. You know, guys, listen, you know, during this season, one of the things I try to tell people is to just love people. And I understand that people are going through in this season. I understand that people are going through in this season. Myself, you know, it really sinks in. You know, a couple of days ago, I released some balloons, my mom's honor. And when I realized that, I was like, man, I had 5 balloons. So not only did I release it in my mom, I released it in her mother and her 3 sisters who passed as well. And, you know, and something happened. You know, it's like a peace, but, you know, you know, I praise God, and you know, and it comes in waves, but I'm here tonight just to say that I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for what God is doing in my life, not only in my life, but I believe also in your lives as well. You know, God bless you, Dr. T. You know, so those who come through, I appreciate you. You know, this year, I definitely have learned and I'm still learning life's lessons. You know, life's lessons. I'm talking about like reset. I got away and I went away. I went out of town for a few days. Well, almost a week when I went away. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing. I got a chance to see one of my cousins. I saw two of my cousins, actually. I saw two of my cousins. So I played brother and sister, some friends, and get a chance to see everyone. But I praise God for what God is doing. One thing I will say is this. We make time for what we want to make time for. We make time for who we want to make time for. You know, and it's, guess what? And it's okay. It's okay. One thing I realize is this. Some people are more concerned about themselves than they are about thinking about other people. Some people are more concerned about their agenda. And I just praise God that God shows me. And I sit back and I pay attention. I just look and I just observe. You know, and I still say this. I praise God for the lessons that he taught me through my mother. I praise God for those lessons. You know, in this season where I'm spreading love, spreading joy, my heart's still healing. And it's a process, and guess what? It is okay. It's okay, and guess what? I'm okay. I really, really am. You know, life is never going to be the same. But I praise God for what God has blessed me who he's blessed me with, you know, and I'm coming up to that thing on the 17th. That was the day where I preached her eulogy. And I think one of the things, you know, when you talk about encouraging people, sometimes we can focus on the things that we don't have, what's going on, Judo, or we can praise God for what God has blessed us with. And sometimes, guys, we miss out because we focus on this person did this and that person wasn't there for me. But one thing that I realized is that God will have the people who are supposed to be there for you the second that you're going through. And sometimes people are going through themselves. Sometimes people are going through themselves. But, you know, guys, tonight I'm going to play a little bit of music, talk a little bit, and hopefully encourage you. I'm going to play, and I hope you guys like it. This is my version of Away in a Manger. While that's coming up, I want to say I am definitely blessed. This is Away in a Manger. And all these, this is my music on my CD, Spread Love, this Christmas. My brother, Dr. B. Wright.
Away in the manger. 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 No crib for a man. The little Lord Jesus.
Wherever you are right now. Track was my lead KP Pittman and buddy Freddie Nakadichie did the drums on that track. But I'm glad you guys like that. Those who are here, you know, guys, you know, one of the things about that when I was driving, God brought back to my remembrance a dream I had called. Now, I preached this about last week or week before last about the Pied Piper. It happened, I think it was 2 weeks ago, about the Pied Piper and about people just following like this Pied Piper. It's like they're just following him, And he was like, sign all your inheritance. And people were like, get ready to sign. It's like, no, no. God says, don't sign it. Don't sign it. Don't co-sign it. Don't say things out of your mouth that binds you because of whether you're lack of faith or anger or hurt or whatever it is. Don't sign it. Don't find yourself in a place where you have bitter root judgment. I'm like, Lord, lead me. You know, next week, guys, next week, I'm going to sing by my Christmas tree. I'm going to sing and play a little bit next week. But everything's been crazy. You know, my back had been hurting. But I got a back brace. I felt much, much better. And, you know, listen, life changes, right? And it's a matter of how we adapt. But this next song I'm going to play for you guys a little bit. Well, I'm not going to say a little bit. I'm going to play it for you. This is O Come All You Faithful. And this is a go-go, this is a go-go remix by my boy Herb White. I hope you guys like this one. My project, Spread Love This Christmas. It's on iTunes and other online places. Look for it. Be right. Wayne, you put together,
Now
you go ahead and do it, Dwayne. Dr. G. Wright playing some of my music. What if I see Dance Mystery loving this? Oh, thank you, Dr. G. Thank you so much. You know, listen to this, guys. You know, each one reach one. You know, I hope that something I do is encouraging. It's going to blow up. I'm loving it. Thank you. Listen, I'm believing God for that, Dwayne. I'm believing God for that. And, you know, how many of you guys know that we've got to be ready? For when God does open up that door. And I received that, Dwayne. I received it. Thank you so much. Next song I'm going to play. This is a song that my grandmother, my Grandma Edwards, she loved this song. And I'm going to play a little of that. And, you know, that's what I guess I'm doing tonight. And this particular song, this is Silent Night. My grandmother loved that. She told me it reminded her of when my dad and my uncle, one of my uncles when they were younger, and her husband was alive, my grandfather. And, you know, so in her last days, actually probably right before she passed, a couple months, and she loved it. I played it, you know. And so I'm going to play another song for my other grandmother that I wrote in her honor. Guys, love that. Listen, guys, let me say this. You know, I just, my grandmother, when she said she loved that, thank you, Shantae, she said she loved that song that reminded her of her husband. And that was her last year when she said that. Reminded her of my grandfather, who was gone after that, a couple weeks after that. You know, so God just blesses with memories. And talk about memories, guys. I'm going to play another memory. This memory, I have to have a video. My cousin's aunt, one of their aunts, actually, I call her Aunt Frances, Aunt Francine, and Aunt Frances. So I call her Aunt Frances, you know, she's my cousin's aunt. Excuse me. You know, she did the video, and it's called Love. Now, this is like reminding me of my other grandmother, and what we did on Christmas, the things we did on Christmas Eve, you know, going my grandmother's, going to the church for Christmas Eve, and then going to my grandmother's on Christmas Day, Christmas morning, just a whole thing. So, guys, while people are missing loved ones, this song right here reminds me of how things were back in the good old days. Back in the good old days. This is called Love. This is called Love.
Joy I feel inside, I cannot hide.
more than I remember. The love we shared on Christmas Day. On a church, a bed by feet. Open up the seats and down the tree. For my heart, grandma, love came alive. Love, that's what
it's all about. Come and die, the love of God, live on.
Because God sent His Son, we never hope to celebrate love today. I remember the good and the bad. More importantly, the love we've always had. This Christmas, share joy, God-given love. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All about that. That's what it's all about. What's going on, Patrick? Dr. Patrick.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
With tonight,
I dare not say unto us a child, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting God, Prince of Peace. And your husband will be this.
Oh, love, love, love.
It's love, guys.
Oh, love, love, love. Oh, love, love.
Too much hate. You have to
love. Like that, but that was, you know, it's called love. And I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright. You can find my music under G. Wright. But I hope you guys like that song. You know, we need love. We need love. You know, thank you. Thank you, Andre. Thank you, bro. You know, guys, you know, there's some classics. And I'm so grateful that I come from a musical family. Not only my mother sings, not only my grandma, my mom's sisters sing. I have to say, cousins have cousins sing. You see, all of us would all of us get together. Some singers. But I'm blessed to sing on this song with one of my cousins. She was like my mentor growing up, and I call her cousins. And this song is "Oh Holy Night." This is our version of "A Holy Night." I hope you guys like it. You know, I'm not gonna lie, guys. I needed a reset. I took a couple of days off and. And I came back, and I came back into town, and I was like, man, I can go all over the place. But my mom, I miss my mother, and it's all good. It's all good. It's been a year, and it was like happened so quickly, so much. But God was gracious. He got me through it. I praise God for family. I came back to town this morning, and, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful. And if you know me, you know I love my family. I love my friends. I really do. Those I consider to be friends. And, you know, and this song is a duet to my cousin, is Oh Holy Night. This song, this track was done. I'll tell you my brother's name. I'll come right back. All right? Brian Thompson, Brian Thompson.
Shining, it is the night of the tears, Savior's birth.
Yeah, I had to put that other note in there. Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright. That was one of our cousins. I call her Cusses. She was my mentor growing up, and we were singing. My mind's going right now. We're singing "O Holy Night," and her name is Eureka A. Wright. So you guys can check her out. She does have her own CD. Just look for Eureka A. Wright, and she has a great CD that's out there. And I'm going to bring her. I'll make sure I bring her on, Dr. T. I'll make sure I bring her on. Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate you. Hey, Tamara. What's up, sis? T. Lachey. What's going on? Kathy's in the house. Yeah, this Crystal. Listen, my buddy, my brother, Bryant Thompson out of Atlanta, Georgia, Stone Mountain, Georgia. He did that music for me. And you know, when my cousin's not there, I sing it solo. But I'm definitely going to have to bring her on. I featured her music before, but I'm supposed to be bringing her and her husband, Dr. Keith Wright, onto the show soon. So hopefully in the new year I'll have them come on. And she's come on before, and I'm definitely going to have to get her to sing one of her songs. So I'm just playing some of my music, my Christmas music. And, you know, guys, this next song I'm going to play is this last song. This was the next song I'm about to play. It's called "Let Me Be the One." And basically this song is, thank you, Tamara. Thank you, T. You know, and this next song, "Let Me Be the One," is basically like, God saying, let me be the one you want for Christmas, your heart longs for during Christmas. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the trees. It's not about this and not about that. So, I mean, you can get lost in the commercialism. But as Christians, our faith is built upon the whole premise that Jesus, that God sent Jesus to die. He sent him. We're not talking about death yet. He's born, so we're commemorating that. We're commemorating his birth. And this song, God's saying, look, let me be the one. So I hope you guys like it. I get different reactions from this. And I tell you guys, you know, I'll let you listen to it. I just want you to listen to the words, okay? Listen to the words and the message.
This Christmas, let me be the one you need. Out to love, let me be the one you love. This Christmas, hey. I want to be. Let me be the one. Let me be the one you call. This Christmas, let me be. I want to be
Let me be the one you call, the one you reach out to this Christmas. You know, these are songs that the Lord placed in my heart, and I praise God for all these different things. You know, life will never be the same, but one thing about it, we're not alone. And I praise God that I know that I am not alone. And I praise God for that. And, you know, so what I'm going to end with tonight, I'm trying to see which one I'm going to, you know, I have to really say this. I really have come into this season or in this place right now. I'm putting this into words. It's all about love. It's all about spreading God's love. And it's all about remembering those things that, experiences that we had, and holding on to those things and creating new experiences. Creating new experiences. But I praise God for this opportunity to share my music, to share my faith, to share what God has placed on my heart. Now, this last song, I was going to leave it upbeat, but I'm going to be obedient, and I'm playing a song, and this last song tonight is a song without you. Because guess what, guys? Where would we be without him? That other song, Let Me Be the One, that was like a song from God to us. Let Me Be the One. This song is Where Would I Be Without You? Now, where would I be without God? So I hope this song touches your heart. My project, Spread Love This Christmas, what's going on? I got my cousin Brian on IG. What's going on, cuz? What's going on, cuz, bro? So this song is Without You.
Jesus, so precious. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, how much won't be meek and mild.
blessed from up above.
And it feels so much love.
Would we be without you?
where would we be without you? Where would we be? We waited a long time for you to come to our world. Now, since you come, Lord, you touched our hearts in many ways. Where would we be without God? Where would we be without his love? Where would we be without Jesus Christ? That's what the season is all about. That's what the season is all about. It's about spread love this Christmas. It's about spreading God's hope. It's about spreading God's message of love, redemption, forgiveness, resetting your mind, resetting your heart to allow God to speak to you. And then with that resetting, spread love this Christmas season. And spread love is not about necessarily about money. It's not necessarily about being giving money. What's going on, man? It's not about giving money. It's about spreading love. A hug, a smile could change someone's life. See, we don't know what people are going through today. But I'm encouraged today. In spite of still mourning and going through my own personal process, I'm spreading love. I want to encourage you to spread love. I want to encourage you to spread hope and spread peace. And guys, please share this broadcast on your pages. Check out my music on iTunes. Just look for G. Wright. Or look for my book, A Poet's Heart. Just look for Reverend Dr. G. Wright on Amazon. But I hope you guys are doing well. This music, I own all this music because this is my music, okay? And I hope you guys are blessed. I praise God for this. This spread love. Hope you guys like it. Amen, Mary. Thanks to you, Jay.
To share God's gift with everyone, boys and girls. Don't reject,
y'all.
It's time to share.
To share.
Spread love this Christmas.
power track. Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm a Reverend Dr. G. Wright, and I hope you guys enjoyed the music tonight. I just praise God. Thank him for the memories. Thank him for everything. And I think it might cut off from Facebook Live. I hope it didn't. But I just want to say I appreciate you guys for coming through here. Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming through here tonight. And, you know, guys, I really do appreciate this. God bless you. Please check my music out on iTunes. My ministry, Fire Heart Ministries. God is really doing some great things, and some things are happening in my life and happening in my ministry. And so I just want to say thank you, Lord. And this season, guys, don't forget, it's about Jesus Christ. It's about his birth. It's about our hope that God didn't forgive us, didn't forget us, that he's forgiven us. Thank God. God bless you. You guys have a good one and have a good night.